And now we are back for our final interview on In Depth, our PSA program. And our last interview is with just a mess of people. This is really cool. Adam Whitney's in here. Got Angela and Dave Anderson. It is Laughing Owl Productions. Dave, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And I'm sorry we couldn't get you in earlier because yesterday you guys started a new production.
We did. We did. We opened Eggnogged. Written by Adam Whitney here to my right.
Really? Well, then let's go to Adam real quick. Adam, what is this thing all about?
It's about an elf that is bullied and she saves Christmas.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, I know, right?
I think it fits the season.
Fits the season, and you know, it could be a little self-explanatory. About myself. No, just kidding.
Well, there's maybe a little bit of yourself, and I think everybody writes a little of themselves in what they produce.
A little bit. No, it's a great story. You have some amazing characters. Jack Frost comes out. Frosty, little Rudolph.
Okay,
who's a little
the greatest hits.
Is Eggnog the name of the elf?
Yes, and actually the elf's name is Nog, and and because she's a klutz, they call her Eggnogged, and that's how she gets bullied.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
All right. Well, I don't want to do any spoilers, so we won't say how she saves Christmas.
No, we won't.
No, that would be a bad idea.
Yeah,
people just have to see the production. Which, granted, you had a performance yesterday, but you're going to have another. When is the next one?
Yeah.
The next one is December 9th at 4 p.m. at 39 North Pole Village in Sparks, Victorian Square Plaza.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, they have a great event that's running, I think, the 7th through the 9th, and we are on their closing day.
Okay, very cool. Can people, is it like you're kind of doing it minstrel, like freestyle, or is it people going to get tickets for it? What's the deal?
It's completely free and open to the public. Anyone and everyone is welcome to just show up with their Christmas spirit and enjoy the show.
Very cool. And so let's hear about Laughing Owl overall. What's been going on with you guys? I know you're coming up with new stuff all the time, such as Eggnog, but other future plans?
Right now, our focus is on just what Eggnogged is, which is interactive children's theater.
Okay.
We are very close to our 501c3 designation as a nonprofit. So we hope to take then that children's theater format into the schools, et cetera.
We are Washoe County School District approved community service.
Okay.
We are.
We can go into any school and perform any of our shows.
Wonderful. Well, then I hope any administrators, teachers, anybody in elementary schools, middle schools that are listening right now, and hopefully they'll think, hey, this is a good addition to our programming. Let's get them into the gymnasium.
Yeah.
Youth, or theater. Or
youth are so important to the future of theater. Theater's threatened. Live theater's threatened right now, I think. I just noticed in Florida, the community of Tampa Bay announced that all theater productions, all the local theaters combined, said that all kids anyone under 20 will be getting free.
Oh, wow.
To all shows. At
wow,
any time.
That's amazing.
It's really amazing. Yeah. But they believe the emphasis needs to be on growing audiences at a young age.
Yeah, and definitely. I mean, you got to inspire them young.
Yeah.
You know, ignite that spark.
Yeah.
For sure. So Laughing Owl, you guys originally were for profit and you had like a headquarters, didn't you?
We did. We had a space. We had a physical space over on Wells Avenue.
Oh, okay.
And we're no longer at that space. We're lean and mean.
Yeah.
Vagabonds.
Vagabond. Yeah. I think that's a good way of putting it. It's like a traveling,
gypsies.
Like a circus show.
Yeah,
gypsies.
We're definitely gypsies.
We're very adaptable, too. So, I mean, we are open to any kind of event, corporate or school, if we're completely customizable for any
theme. Right. We have three titles now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pinocchio, Makilikishki, which was a Basque themed show, and now Eggnogged.
So basically, you almost have a utility belt and you're just kind of adding different theatrical productions to those and just kind of keeping it in your repertoire.
Absolutely.
Just so people can kind of pick and choose. They're like, hey, Pinocchio sounds cool. Why don't we have them perform this? You guys have it.
That's right.
Yes.
That's really cool. And then are you looking to just keep adding more and more stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Are you hoping to do – actually, that's the first question. Second question, is it all original programming?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's amazing. So you guys are writing it and you're performing it yourself.
Yeah.
Or adapting it,
for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the case of Pinocchio, right.
In some of the ways we've rehearsed and written, it's reminded me a lot of the golden age of television where Sid Caesar has 4 or 5 days to create an hour-long variety show. Of course, he had Mel Brooks on his writing staff. Yeah. But
so he had his work cut out for him.
That's right. But things can happen in a very compressed way. Very creative. It's very, for me as an artist, 40, 50 years doing this, it's just been a fantastic experience of creativity.
Very cool. So yeah. Let's remind the people where they can see this new production and when.
They can see Eggnogged coming up on December 9th at 4 p.m., 39 North Pole Village, Victorian Square Plaza.
All right. Are there any other stuff you're working on right now that you want to talk about, or is this kind of in the process, you don't want to reveal it too much?
We can't reveal too much right
okay.
now.
Okay. That's all right. It's a good tease. It works just as well. All right. Awesome. Is there any plan to find a space, or are you really okay with just being the traveling show?
We're always open.
Yeah.
I don't think live theater or art in general exists without cooperation from the private sector.
Right.
So that cooperation between a group like ours and a wonderful person who owns a fabulous space near Midtown, preferably, would be just great. But market prices for what we do just don't work. So it is a long-term goal to get our own space, absolutely.
All right. Well, hopefully
we're also trying to keep our theater real accessible to people and keeping it affordable.
Yeah.
We've had some great sponsors for this upcoming event, 39 North Downtown. Is the Sparks Organization, mm-hmm. Picasso and Wine, and Sierra
Woo-hoo!
Association.
Yeah. Little shout out to Adams.
I know. Hey.
And Sierra Association of Foster Families.
Joseph Collada.
So we want to thank them for their support, too.
All right. Beautiful. All right. Is there anything else you want to add that I didn't hit? We think we're good.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Yeah. This is a good way to end it.
Yeah.
Dave and Angela Anderson and Adam Whitney from Laughing Owl Productions. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Ian.
Thanks.